Wow, it's July already. But that doesn't mean that it's too late to be planting. There are still things that you can be sowing right now to get a return this year. Hello, and welcome to the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I'm Carl from selfsufficienthub.com, and I'm here to talk about all things self-sufficiency. Sustainability and food security matters. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 65 of the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I hope you're all safe and well. Today we're going to be talking about things that we can still be planting even though it's July. Now I know in my first season, by the time it got to July, I was just thinking, oh my God, what's going on? There's not enough things coming out. There's not enough things for me to harvest. It's all struggling. And I felt that I'd missed my window for planting for so many different things. And it was just all a horrible mess. But turns out that's not the case. There's still lots of things that we can still be planting from seed right now. Now, some of these, this is going to be your last chance to get them in, like carrots. But for others, we can be planting and growing from seed for quite some time still, even though it's already July. Now, of course, I'm talking from a temperate UK climate. Now, wherever you live, things were going to vary slightly in one direction or another. So bear that in mind. And also, if you happen to be on the southern side of the equator, then you're experiencing a very different season to the one I am. But I'm talking from a northern temperate July climate, and of course adjust accordingly for wherever you are. So let's start with carrots then. So generally speaking, where I am, July is the last month that I get to sow carrots, and I'm going to get them in an autumn crop. Now, I've told you that how I grow carrots is I sow them very, very tightly packed, and then I pick out the seedlings and thin them out as I go using the tiny carrots to eat. One thing you really need to be aware of, though, at this time of year is carrot fly. From now on, carrot fly is going to be a very real thing, and it can be very disheartening because it can decimate your carrot crop once they get in there. They are sensitive to the smell of broken carrots. So you want to be super, super careful when you're harvesting to get your carrot out whole, because otherwise what will happen is they'll smell it and then they will be onto your entire row. Your entire crop will be infested and you'll lose them all. So when you're thinning out your carrots, which is going to be something that you're doing now, from ones that you harvested earlier, but also going forward, anytime you're dealing with your carrots, just make sure that you're super careful not to break those roots as you're either thinning or harvesting, either one. The next one is lettuce. So lettuce is something else, along with carrots, that we've probably been succession planting. And again, we can still be putting them in now from seed. Not only that, we can continue sowing lettuce right through till September. There are lots of places where you can sow lettuce right through the winter, but where we are, we need to stop around September. So we started sowing them in March with a little bit of help from some covers, and we're going to be planting them right through till September. It's something we eat a lot of, all sorts of different varieties, and we, like I say, just succession plant every few weeks, and we're right in the middle of that now. So we're still sowing lettuce seeds, and you should too. One thing to be aware of, I kind of alter a little bit where I sow my lettuce in the middle of the summer. So the seeds that I'm sowing now and have been for the last month or so, I sow them just to the northern side of a slightly bigger plant. So whether that's a courgette plant that's doing stonkingly well and is going to offer some shade, or even to the northern side of some beans that are on poles, because that little bit of shade that is offered to your lettuce plants in the peak summer season in August and what have you is going to benefit the plant. They can either bolt and run to seed really quickly in the hot weather, or just struggle because it's too hot. So just something to bear in mind when you're sowing lettuce this time of year, you might want to just change where you're growing them slightly. It's really easy for you to get in touch with us. You can do it either by sending an email to selfsufficientcontact@gmail.com or by using the link in the show notes to send us a voice message. You can send us a voice message just using your phone. You could also reach out to us on Facebook, where we have the Self Sufficient Hub group and the Self Sufficient Hub page. We're always thrilled to get your feedback, questions, or suggestions for future topics on the show. Okay, so next on our list, we've got turnips. So turnips are something that have gone out of favour. Lots of people don't seem to grow them very often. We tend to grow a few of them. They're something that we really enjoy baked when they're really quite small, like the size of a golf ball or even a touch smaller. We don't tend to enjoy them very much when they get to the bigger sizes that they achieve. So if it's something that you haven't grown or haven't wanted to grow or have tried growing and didn't like it, then maybe try it again, but harvest them when they're much, much smaller. They can also provide you with two harvests from the same plant, because we all know about the big giant root ball, but also the leaves can be used as greens. So just bear that in mind. They're not a good plant for storing, so when you pull them, you're going to want to eat them pretty much straight away. But one of the other big advantages with turnips is just the turnaround. They do grow very, very quickly. So they're definitely something that you can grow from seed right now and still get a harvest this year. Next up is French beans. And it's really the dwarf varieties, the bush beans, not the pole beans, that you want to be sowing now. And if you sow your dwarf French beans now in July, then you're still going to get a really nice crop just before the autumn kicks in and the winter kicks in and kills them off. So it's not too late to get your dwarf French beans in now. And they're something that we tend to, we don't really succession plant like we do with our lettuce, where we just keep planting them in. We tend to plant quite a lot of the beans early in the season, and then about a week ago we just added another five or six for the tail end of the season, because they're really easy to preserve. We literally just freeze them. You don't need to blanch them, you can just freeze them as they are. And because of that, it means that we're able to get enough beans, almost enough beans, off of that main first cropping. So all we're doing now is planting beans that we're going to want to use directly from the plants later in the season, when the main crop has died back, if you like, or has just, you know, come to the end of its super productive life cycle. Next up, and this really is the perennial quick crop that we're always talking about, it's a great catch crop, and that is radishes. So they're a great easy to grow plant. They're very pest free. They can be grown as a companion plant or intercropped. They can also just use up any little bit of spare soil that you need to fill nice and quickly. They're going to turn around in just a few weeks. Super fast plant and super versatile. Can go pretty much anywhere. Take up a tiny amount of space. And of course, it's not too late to put radishes in. You can be growing them right through till October or November. Next one, spinach. Everybody loves spinach, and it's one of those plants that is super versatile and super quick to grow. It makes an amazing salad. We eat a hell of a lot of it in salads here. We also cook it. We use it also, well, I tell you, one of the reasons we like it is because you can use it as like a halfway house between a salad and a green. And what I mean by that is, some of the larger leaves, we might make a rice dish, like a rice with pork and tarragon in a creamy sauce, something like that. And then when we serve it, we would serve it with spinach raw, and we toss that into the rice so it sort of wilts down with the heat and moisture of the sauce in the rice, but it's not actually cooked, and it's like halfway between a cooked boiled green and a salad. We love it like that. So it's just so versatile, and of course you can cook it. Definitely not too late to be putting spinach seeds in the ground. They turn around super quick, in a month or so. So definitely, definitely be planting that. You can now support the show directly. Just go to patreon.com/selfsufficientherb. You can become a patron and set up to donate to the show from any amount. Pledging as little as $3 a month makes a huge difference. If that's not your thing, you can also support the show by sharing it with people you know or posting about it on social media. We really appreciate all the help that you give us. It's people like you that make this show possible. Just before we go back to talking about things that we can still be sowing in July, I wanted to quickly mention that we're going to be doing an Ask Me Anything show coming up. And this is our first call for questions. If there's absolutely anything you want to ask me, we will answer it on the show. So it could be anything from animal husbandry to just generally about our family life here, what we're doing, why we're doing it. It could be anything show related or otherwise. Please, please do get your questions in. Now, you can do that either via email, which is selfsufficientcontact@gmail.com, or any of the other ways listed in the show notes. And of course, you can reach out on Facebook. You can find the Self Sufficient Hub page or group and send your message there. And all of the questions will be answered on the forthcoming show. Okay. Lastly, a shout out for our herbs. It's almost always the right time to plant a lot of our herbs, things like chicory and fennel. Although chicory is more of a green, that's something else you can be planting now. I don't know why I didn't mention that in the previous section, but chicory is something that can also be grown as a perennial. So it's definitely not too late to get that in. We like all sorts of varieties, and treviso is a very common one that can also be grown as a perennial. So get your chicory seeds in, but then of course your other herbs, your fennels, rosemary, basil. Basil's another lovely fast growing plant. These are all things that you can be sowing from seed right now. Just a short episode today, but hopefully I've caught some of you just in time when you were just about to give up hope on sowing anything else this week or month. Don't even think about it. There's plenty of time left, and not only the things I've mentioned now, but also some of these can be planted for several weeks or months to come. So go out there and get them in. It's not too late. It's not too late to start a garden, even if you haven't started one yet. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you next time. You can find Self-Sufficient Hub content elsewhere online in lots of other places. We have a YouTube channel. We also have our website. And now there's our Facebook page and Facebook group. Links to all of these you can find in the show notes. Come check us out.